Now that our growing season is over, it's time to plan and assess our winter grazing options. Some options may be better this year than most, so stay tuned.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here's the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Bruce Anderson.
Hay and silage are expensive. If you can find something for your animals to graze rather than to be fed hay and silage, you may save upwards of $1 per day per cow. Extra rain in many areas this summer produced more than the usual amount of growth on rangeland for winter grazing, plus good regrowth on alfalfa and grass hay fields. A few fields of summer annual grasses have nice good regrowth, and there's even a lot of volunteer winter wheat growing in many areas. These all can be grazed this fall and winter. Yes, you may need to take some slight precautions to do it safely. Alfalfa has a slight risk of bloat. Green wheat and grass regrowth might have a tendency to cause some grass tetany or respiratory problems if animals are moved to these lush pastures from dry brown pastures without any adaptation. Be careful following a hard freeze, or maybe wait until a few days after a killing freeze happens before putting animals on any lush pastures. And many fields may need some temporary fence or have water hauled to them. But don't let these challenges prevent you from using these resources. Not only will you get some good quality, less expensive feed for your animals, grazing also could be good for the land. Most of the nutrients in the plants will be recycled back to the soil via manure and urine, making them available to support next year's growth. Look around. Wherever you have grazable growth remaining, take advantage of it. It's like money in the bank and good feed, too.
Take a look at those area hay prices coming up right after this.
As we compare to last week, hay and dehydrated pellets sold steady. Buyer inquiry picked up on alfalfa hay, as many producers noted a lot more calls this week on hay, especially from out-of-state buyers. Prairie and grass hay sellers were busy hauling hay to feed yards and to cow-calf man for winter feeding. So look at Northeast Nebraska alfalfa. Good large square bales, 135 to 145. Good large round, 70 to 80. Fares from 50 to 60. Grass hay, good large square bales, 112. Good large rounds, 65 to 75. A few at 80. Corn stalks, round bales, 45 to 50. In the Platte Valley, alfalfa premium large square bales at 160. Good large square bales, 120 to 130. Good round bales, 70 to 75. Fair round bales, 50 to 60. Good to premium small square bales at 150. For the grass hay, good big round bales, 50 to 60. Corn stalks, large square bales were 65 to 70 delivered. Round bales at 40. Now ground and delivered to the feedlots, 105 to 110. So look to your Forage Focus. All this information can be found on our website at mycentralnebraska.com. Then click on the Ag tab. That's your Forage Focus. Have a great weekend.